Edius Perik Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis 3:12, the last of the Perik, and the last of the Tanaim, who I think we're going in decreasing order of age, as I said before. And this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was 18 at the time, according to the Bavli, and I believe 16 according to the Yerushalmi. So he has three other issues that he argued with the Chachamim, that he was matir, he was lenient, said it's permitted, but the Chacham Oshin, the Chacham say no, that's forbidden. So the first is Paraso Yotza'a Beretzua Shebein Karneha. Literally, that means his cow went out on Shabbos with a strap between its horns. Now, the Gemara says Elazar ben Azariah was a rich person. He had a number of cows, so it wouldn't just say his cow. But what happened is it was his neighbor, and the neighbor let their cow go out with the strap between its horns. Elazar ben Azariah didn't object, so we are ascribing responsibility to him, a mussar all to itself. But the short of it here is that there's a obligation midoraisa leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha. You are required on Shabbos to not have your animals, your livestock, do malacha. Any of the lamet has malachas, including hotzah, including transporting something in the Rosh Hashanah. Now, just as a human being is not allowed to transport things in the Rosh Hashanah, but you can wear clothing. For example, and tachshitim, because they're considered to be subordinate to your body, clothing and jewelry and the like. So those things are really just part of you, and therefore not considered to be something that's transported, separate from you. That would also apply to an animal. So things that are for the animal's personal protection, or to keep it warm, or even to decorate the animal, if it's normal decorations, the bow tie and the Yorkie's head or something, hair. So that is going to be permitted. The question is, straps between the horns of a cow, is that something that's normal and for decorative purposes or not? It seems that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was lenient, and he said, yes, that's for noi, it's for decorative purposes, therefore it's not considered a muscle, a burden on the animal, and therefore it may go out on Shabbos wearing the strap between its horns. The Chacham disagreed. The Chacham said it's not normal. It's not how you usually decorate animals, not for their, not like the bow tie and the Yorkie's hair. It's something different, not normal, and therefore it's not considered like a tachshit, a decorative element for the animal, rather it's just simply a muscle, a burden on it, and therefore one may not let it go out on Shabbos like that. That was point number one. Point number two was umakar din es behema b'yom tov. He allowed people to comb their livestock, like to remove, ticks and lice and the like, with a tight metal comb with like small, sharp teeth. If you've ever combed your kids to get the lice out their hair, you know what I'm talking about. And that's what's going over here with the animal. The concern here is that when you scrape the animal with the metal comb, it's liable to start bleeding, and making your animal bleed on Shabbos or Yom Tov is a malacha. It's a machlokos Roshana what malacha. Let's call it shochet. I'll told of shochet, causing it to bleed. Whatever it is, the point is, although that could happen, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, listen, it's not necessarily going to happen. And even if it does happen, it's davar she'eino miskaven. You didn't intend. You have no interest in your animal bleeding. And there's a machlokus that persists throughout cult or kula, certainly in the Hilchos Shabbos and the like, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not davar she'eino miskaven, a malacha you didn't intend to do, is prohibited. Rabbi Shimon is lenient and says it is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda is strict and says it's not permitted. The halacha me'ikra then actually follows Rabbi Shimon. Here in our Mishnah, that is how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going. He's saying you're allowed to do it because even if you make your animal bleed, you didn't want it to bleed, you didn't intend for it to bleed, not doing that malacha. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says since it davar she'eino miskaven is forbidden, you can't comb it with a metal comb either. And that would be the halacha like the Chachamim, but just more on that in a moment. And the third thing that he argued about with him is v'shochakin es ha-pilpilin b'rechaim shelahem. You're allowed to grind pepper on Yom Tov with a special small pepper mill you'd use for grinding pepper. He holds that's permitted. The Chacham didn't allow it. The Pashas here is because of what's called uvdin dechol, weekday activities. Din derabanan, what constitutes uvdin dechol, weekday activities? So I think that is sort of a bit of a quasi-subjective thing, which the rabbis sort of felt we know when we see it, and therefore it's hard to define. For me, anyway, it's certainly hard to define. But in any case, that seems what the rabbis held over here. I'm going to just add with a speculative element. In the time of the Mishnah, they did a lot of grinding of stuff. If you ever had to stir the batter or stir the pot or something, It gets tiresome very quickly. So they had to grind stuff. Grinding flour was the primary thing, but grinding stuff, which I'm sure was like a big weekday labor, they said everyone dreaded, no one wants to do that chore. So since this is kind of like that, it seems like a weekday activity thing to do. I'm suspecting that's part of the issue here, but I'm making that up. Whatever the case is, the rabbis felt that grinding pepper, even with a small pepper mill where it's not doing a large quantity, is still uvn d'chol, and therefore it can't be done. Halachas, you can't do it either. The Mishnah Berurah says even that's a potential doraisa of grinding tochen midoraisa on Shabbos wouldn't be allowed. Okay. Now, the Mishnah's not done yet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, now Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that davar sheinu miskaven is usser. So he says, ein mekarden esa behema v'yomtov. You're not allowed to comb your animal with this like metal, sharp, tight-toothed comb on Yom Tov, or Shabbos for that matter, b'nei shehu osa chabura, because it's liable to make an injury, make it bleed, and that's forbidden, even devashin amuskaven. Aval mekartzefin, he says what you could do is use a wooden comb that has like, you know, bigger teeth, because that is not likely to make the animal bleed, and therefore it's permitted. The chum omrim ein mekarden aflo mekartzefin, they said no, you can't do either, neither with a wooden comb or a metal comb, because if you use wooden combs today, you use metal combs tomorrow, and it's forbidden. Okay, halacha like the chacham, you can't comb your animals on Shabbos, even if you're using anything. The concern is that you'll almost for sure will rip out hairs, and even if you hold that davar shenu miskaven is mutter, which is mikra din true, it's not true where there's a psik ratio, where there's a certainty that halacha will occur, and the ripping out of the hair of the animal for and making a belief that matter is also both really psik ratio, they're very likely to happen, basically certainly going to happen, and therefore it's forbidden to do any kind of combing of the animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov, nor grinding your pepper, nor letting your cow go out with a strap between its horns.